from the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. Travel with a third-generation travel icon, Linda Perillo. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar Imran Ansari and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat to New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, friends, it's Wellness Wednesday, and on this edition, we are going to touch on a couple of things that I don't think we ever have before. You see in the headlines stories about something called gut health that's everywhere and why it's so important and what's important to know about it and why it's important for it to be healthy with you, et cetera, et cetera. I kind of would laugh this off in the past because it'd be one of those things where I'd be like, yeah, gut health, ha, ha, ha. Actually, the more I'm reading, the more I'm researching, the more I'm studying, the more deadly serious I am about it. And I've got an expert. Dr. Laura Purdy is going to be with us on this edition. She is not with us as often as the Fox News Medical All-Stars, but she deserves every bit of the kudos that they do because she is in the trenches with America's favorite doctor and her new operation called Swell. She probably has more influence over more patients on a given week than some of my Fox News medical friends. So we're going to get to Dr. Purdy and her assessment of that. We're also going to talk about a little known organ that you may have known people who had it removed, but did they need to? Is it always necessary to? The gallbladder. What does it take to be healthy? How to have a healthier one? I've had some struggles with that little pump in my system as well, and she's going to help us understand that as well. So we got a lot to get to when Dr. Purdy shows up. But I need to weigh in. And I just want to say that, on Thursday, we take a look more at legal issues. And on the Thursday edition, I will delve into more of what the court ruling on Monday meant, et cetera, et cetera. But I have to say, because this is the election cycle and we're in the political throes of what is our political life here in America, we are smack dab now in the midst of a two-person race. Nikki Haley dropping out of the race earlier today. I'm watching how some people are interpreting what they wanted to hear Nikki Haley say versus what she actually said. And I don't know that it's fair to have to make that comparison one to the other, because I do think that people run for president for different reasons, and they choose not to be president for different reasons, and they choose to drop out for different reasons. You had Mike Huckabee on my show the night of New Hampshire, and I had him on Salem News Channel that same night, and he was explaining that, you know, the second hardest thing for a person to do besides deciding to run for president of the United States is deciding when to get out of the race for president of the United States. So for all the people that have, you know, wanted to be super opinionated or critical of what Nikki can or should have done before now, and I've got friends, Eric Metaxas and others, that believe she's done irreparable damage to the party. I don't think that she has. I don't think President Trump thinks that she has. In his victory speech last night for Super Tuesday, I found him to be really, really conciliatory, really, really gracious. As you would expect Trump to be, dead focused on the problems that we have in front of us and what must be done to solve them. But I didn't pick up on anything that was, you know, I'm going to show Nikki who's boss or anything. I didn't pick up on any of that. And I think that her comments today, and I'm not going to read more into them than what she said, she basically said that if Donald Trump wants to be president of the United States, he needs to work hard to win the support of every American, not just the MAGA Republicans, which are the base of his party. They are what are catapulting him to a record fashion nomination very, very shortly. But also the people that voted for Nikki and for Democrats and for independents that are independently minded, that can and do want America to be better than she has been in recent years. So I didn't read anything into Nikki's comments other than she wants Donald Trump to put his best foot forward and work hard to earn the vote of every American. And I think that that's a reasonable spot to be in. I'm going to have people that disagree with me on that. A lot of my MAGA friends, and I consider myself a Make America Great Again person. But I didn't find what Nikki said in her concession speech today to be disheartening or even threatening. I think she just was saying what is on a lot of people's minds. If we're gonna fix America, let's pull everybody together to do it. And I think, for what it's worth, that that's exactly what Donald Trump wants to do. I think Donald Trump wants the country to come together so that we can fix what has been broken, and a lot has been broken over the last 3.5 years. But he wants us to do that so that we can be a united nation, so that we can be the United States, so that as a people, we see more in common with each other than we see difference. And that as that, we can be the best America that we can be. And who would argue with that? Maybe Venezuelan, illegals that are attacking the NYPD in Times Square. Maybe they would disagree with that. But can Americans of good heart, good intent, goodwill towards one another, do we have to disagree with each other on that? I don't know. I don't think so. I hope not. Because I will tell you, if we are at the place where as Americans we can't be civil to each other anymore, if we are at the place where that is no longer possible, we have lost. We've already lost. And I don't want us to lose. I don't think we have to. I certainly don't think that former President Trump wants us to lose. I do question whether or not the administration that's currently in, if they even care if America loses. Because it seems like on their watch that they are fine with us losing in a lot of areas. Sovereignty to our country. The right to self-determine. The right to do any number of things as we see fit for ourselves. It's not a mystery. This is the way they are. But I'm hopeful that enough independents, civilly minded Democrats, common sense Americans, America loving people can come together as one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, and bring this country together so that we can have our best days yet in front of us. I believe it's doable. So let's do it. All right. We got a lot to get to. Dr. Laura Purdy is with us. If you are not following her on Instagram, you should. America's favorite doctor is where you see her. I'm Kevin McCullough. Super glad to have you with us. Don't go anywhere.
You have all helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard me recently speak about the My Slippers, Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news! The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. They are extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Regular price is $79.98 for a limited time. You can get the six-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code JOEP. That's a 50% savings. Go to MyPillow.com. Call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code JOEP to save 50% on the MyPillow six-pack towel sets.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
All right. It's that time of week where Mr. Mike Connor stops by and answers one of your real-life questions. And, Mike, this week's question comes from Kathy on Staten Island. She says, my mother is losing her eyesight and can no longer sign documents on her own. Is there anything I can do to ease her burden and sign on her behalf? Mike Connors.
Yeah, that's exactly where a power of attorney comes into play. Then, in effect, mom gives you the legal permission to sign her name to documents, checks, whatever. Of course, if you sign checks, the bank should have a copy of the power of attorney before you start signing the checks. But yeah, that's exactly what a power of attorney is for, is when you became aged and infirmed, somebody else can take the burden from you. So power of attorney for legal documents, maybe a healthcare proxy for medical decisions, but that's the first step, let's say, in estate planning for this family.
Well, Kathy, I hope that's helpful. And if you've got a similar question, why don't you call Connors and Sullivan yourself, 718-238-6500, and see what you need to do in your situation. Maybe it's a little more complicated than Kathy's. They've got an expert team that will help you put all the proper pieces in place and do so with tremendous ease for your mind and heart. 718-238-6500, or you can send your questions to askmikeconnors@gmail.com, askmikeconnors@gmail.com, and he'll answer more of your questions on the next time that he's with me here, Kevin McCullough, but he'll also answer them on his broadcast, Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA, and Sunday mornings starting at 11 on AM 970, The Answer. Mike Connors, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Charlie Kirk explains why the left hates religion.
They hate Christianity because they do not want to acknowledge that there might be a transcendent order above themselves that governs the universe. It inherently makes them less powerful when they acknowledge that there is a sovereign God above them. It's humbling.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weekdays at noon, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer. Our hosts tell it like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970. The Answer.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
It's Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
And welcome back. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. It is Wellness Wednesday, and joining me is Dr. Laura Purdy, who, since the last time she was with us, visited New York, got to break bread with her, and my lovely bride and I had a great evening getting to know her a little bit more in person than just here on the radio. Dr. Purdy, it's always good to have you. Thanks for being back.
And the pleasure is all mine, and thanks to you and your wife for hosting us in New York City. It was an amazing time, and I'm happy to be back here with you today.
Yeah. Well, as always, I'm a big fan of America's Favorite Doctor. And if you're not following her on Instagram, you should be. She's loaded with great information there. And there's a couple of things that when we were having our discussion over dinner, Dr. Purdy, that I was not really that well aware of. And you really helped me understand. I didn't even think it was all that appetizing of information to discuss. But when you're dealing with an issue like I have over the last number of years, I've also found it to be very practical. And you helped me understand the function of my gallbladder a little bit better. If people have stones or sludge or things like that, what are some important things that they need to keep in mind when it comes to the health of this seemingly unimportant little organ that's in the middle of our chest cavity?
Well, as we talked at dinner that night, Kevin, the gallbladder is one of those organs that you probably don't notice it until there's a problem with it, as you have experienced.
As I am firsthand an experiencer of, yes.
Most people don't even pay a second mind to their gallbladder, but the gallbladder's job is to help you digest food, specifically fats. And you need fats to make it through your colon and out the other side in the best, most suitable way, painless way possible. But the gallbladder, it produces some substances, and it's also responsible for squeezing those substances into the intestine. It's a pouch. It's like a pouch with a little spout at the end, and it needs to squeeze almost like a water balloon.
You described it as kind of like a thing that you use to puff the air into your fireplace with.
Bellows, like the fireplace bellows. Absolutely. Except what comes out is bile instead of air. And if you have a problem with the function of your gallbladder, for example, which, if I recall, is not the case with you. Some people have stones. And so if you have rocks inside of your gallbladder, obviously it's not storing bile and it's not squeezing well. And sometimes it even squeezes out a stone. Or other people can have just generalized dysfunction with the squeezing of the gallbladder. And that's when you can have sludge and slime. I hope nobody's eating lunch while we're talking.
this is dinner time, so we're hoping dinner people time. Aren't having dinner either.
Dinner, lunch, either one. Maybe wait until after. But the material, the bile inside of it, can become thick and sludgy because it's stagnant like a swamp or a pond. And eventually that gallbladder is probably not going to work and do its job anymore. But for some people like yourself, you can do some things with your lifestyle, change some things about the way that you live, and get the longest life out of that gallbladder that you possibly can.
Well, my experience was such, and it kind of disturbed me a little bit, Dr. Purdy. And if we have a second, I'll just unpack this. So when I had original pain from it, I had gone through a rapid weight loss program where I dropped 35 pounds in 30 days. And afterwards, in speaking with Dr. Douglas Howard of Balance of Nature and a few other physicians, they said, well, when you go through a rapid weight loss program, your body is burning fat kind of the way a fireplace burns wood, and the smoke and the ash and all the stuff that it burns off in the burning of the fat has to go somewhere, and that is actually the cause of that biliary sludge that you're describing. The reason it becomes thicker and harder to process with is because you've thrown impurities into it. And that was where my physician at the time said, well, let's go get an MRI, take a look at what's going on. She assumed that I did have stones in there. It turned out to just be sludge. And I asked her, I said, is it manageable through diet or through lifestyle? And she didn't recommend it. She said, no, I would still go ahead and have it removed. But I decided I wanted to seek out a different way to manage it. And for the last 8 years, I have not had to have it removed because of taking those managerial steps. Now, did I do the wrong thing, Dr. Purdy?
Absolutely not. You did not do the wrong thing. I think it's important for us to remember that the right thing can differ from patient to patient. Don't you think?
I would think so.
Yeah, the right thing. Now, do we have medical guidelines and standard of cares? And absolutely, yes. There is science and numbers and statistics and evidence that will say, if you have a gallbladder problem, this is what you should do. However, those numbers are based off of large numbers of people and average human behavior and average human outcomes. And Kevin, from what I learned about you, you might be a little above average in how responsible you are with your ailing gallbladder. Not everybody is that attentive and devoted to doing the right thing by their body.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, I had to, well, I asked my doctor and I said, if I have the gallbladder removed, what's going to happen? And she said, well, you're going to have to make some dietary changes. And I said, well, if I made dietary changes in advance, what would they be that you would recommend? And she said, well, lower fat. And so I watch my daily fat intake. I try not to, I read more labels than I've ever read before. If it's above 12 DV, you know, I don't have it. But that was my understanding of how I would have to change post-surgery anyway. So to me, it was there was no leader loss there.
Absolutely not. I mean, you're going to have to make modifications. And plus, once you have surgery, you run the risk for pain, scar tissue, complications of the surgery itself. And so I think for you, as someone who's willing to be devoted to making a long-standing lifestyle change, I think you absolutely made the right decision for you. And like we talked about at dinner, this is definitely a marathon, not a sprint. You won't cure it. It's not going to go away. You're not going to resolve the problem, especially if it's due to weakening of the squeezing of the gallbladder. So it's not functioning as well as before. And that's why there's sludge building up inside of it. But you can absolutely, I mean, who knows how long? You may at some point, it could get infected. It could get inflamed. You might be stones at some point. But for right now, today, if you're managing it and you don't have symptoms, then you're doing the best and right thing for you, especially if you're happy with how it is.
Last question before we go to this first break. It made me rethink rapid weight loss programs. Losing weight fast is not a healthy thing to do. Is that right?
It depends on how you define fast, right? Fast is in the eye of the beholder. But yes, there is absolutely a way to lose weight so fast that you can have side effects, such as actually gallstones can be a side effect. So can kidney stones, so can hair loss. That happens a lot. Gout, which is kind of similar. It's a crystal buildup in the joints. There's lots of things that can happen when your body is trying to accommodate for that weight loss, but unable to keep things in homeostasis, or that's, you know, the science word for balance. And it starts to show in areas of your body.
All right. She's Dr. Laura Purdy. We're coming right back from this first break. Stay here.
I'm Keith Peters reporting. Alabama lawmakers are moving closer to passing legislation to protect in vitro fertilization providers. The House of Representatives voted 81-12 for the bill Wednesday. It now returns to the Alabama Senate. The measure would protect providers from lawsuits and criminal prosecution for the damage or death of an embryo during IVF services. A jury has convicted a movie weapons supervisor of involuntary manslaughter in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer by actor Alec Baldwin during a rehearsal. The verdict against movie armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed arrived at the close of a 2-week trial in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the Western movie Rust in October 2021. On Wall Street, the Dow by 75 points, the NASDAQ rose 91. More details at srnnews.com.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka here, inviting you to join me and Mike Gallagher on the Patriots Alaska Cruise this 4th of July weekend. Reserve your cabin today. Call 855-565-5519 or book online at patriotsalaskacruise.com.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Want more of AM970 The Answer and our hosts? Then interact with us. Follow us on Twitter for breaking news, what's coming up on the radio, thoughts from our hosts, deals from our advertisers, and more. Our handle is at AM970 The Answer. Come on, tweet with us.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, Vice Chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best. Period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970 The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate. Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer.
Are you ready for an adventure of a lifetime? Journey with me, Mike Gallagher, and Dr. Sebastian Gorka on the Patriots Alaska Cruise this summer. It's going to be an incredible opportunity to engage with other like-minded patriots on an epic 7-day cruise over 4th of July. Witness the untouched wilderness of Alaska while discussing America's future. Join Dr. Gorka and me, Mike Gallagher, from June 29th through July the 6th. Call 855-565-5519 or reserve online at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com.
We are proud to serve. To serve our country. To serve our local communities. To wear the uniform. To be a soldier. To serve abroad when and where duty calls. We are ready to stand with our brothers and sisters to defend, to serve, to fight. We are always ready. We are always there. We are the New York Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
And we're back. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Dr. Laura Purdy is my guest. America's favorite doctor is where you see her. You can find her on Instagram under that handle. And you've got some other exciting things going on, Dr. Purdy. Brag a little bit on the variety of things that you're involved with these days.
Oh, goodness. You're going to ask me to brag. That's not in my skill set, Kevin, but I'll do the best I can. So I am the CEO and founder of Swell Medical, which is the nation's first, I call it cash pay direct-to-consumer health system, which sounds like a pretty monumental thing to say, but it's truly what we have done. If you're familiar with the concierge movement in the US right now for the last couple of decades, there's been this movement towards not accepting insurance, not accepting federal payers, but instead just having a fee for service. Patients pay you for a medical service, you provide the service, and then you move on about your business. This is most commonly seen in places like IV hydration companies, med spas, aesthetic businesses, but also a lot of primary care. So what we've done is we've started to try to unify the patients and the caregivers or the clinicians or the providers all across the country who want to be a part of the change and are tired of working in the mainstream healthcare system. So we have slowly started to gather doctors, NPs, even nurses, RNs, MAs, anybody from the healthcare profession who wants to do something different. And so we have a massive virtual primary care clinic of patients from all across the country, everywhere, all 50 states. And we have partnered with, at this point, I think over 200 brick and mortar, fixed standing facilities across the country who need that support and infrastructure. And the patients can move in and out from the office to the virtual. But I think our secret sauce is really in the culture and the ethics. We are compassionate, empathetic, and caring. We treat humans like humans, not like machines or assets or a number or a means to an end. And we actually expect that from our patients in return. So we say that we're the health system that stops hurting people. And that includes everyone, including those of us who serve it. So we have some outreach going on. We're getting involved with nonprofits and some anti-bullying things. And there's some really, really big, exciting partnerships coming down the pike in the next few months, although I cannot publicly disclose them
yet. No, that's fine. We'll talk about those when they come around.
But I'm excited because I'm recruiting specialists and it's going to be fun.
Well, you should be. And it's such a kind of revolutionary way of approaching what has been a largely no choice options given industry to the consumer. And you're kind of putting a little bit of choice and control and options back into the consumer's hands. And I always think that that is the better way to go. Having options and choices and more flexibility, I think, always helps the individual in the long run. So I wanted you to brag on that a little bit because I'm excited for you. And as those new partnerships come down the line, we'll talk about those as well when they get here. Hey, we were talking about the gallbladder, which may not, it's Wellness Wednesday. We cover everything here. We talk weight loss, cancer, COVID, everything in between. But I noticed that you posted recently on the importance of gut health. And since we're already into internal medicine on this show anyway tonight, let's just stay right there for a second. Why do we hear so much about gut health these days? And what is kind of new, or what have we learned about the connection between it and chronic disease, or sometimes terminal diagnoses?
Oh, this is an absolutely fascinating topic for me to discuss, Kevin. And it's also kind of interesting because for me, coming out of the allopathic or the mainstream medicine school way of thinking, gut health, and especially terms like microbiomes and words like that, those were very taboo in my education. But the gut is almost like you could reference it as the next frontier of medicine. The gut, there's so much that we don't know. And we're starting to do a lot of research on especially the bacteria and the microbiome and the things that you eat and macro and micronutrients and how that can affect the whole rest of your body. Even, for example, mood and mental health. There's more serotonin receptors in the gut than there is in the brain, which is one of the neurochemicals involved.
Now that, I just got to stop you there. That's a mind-blowing statement, because we hear so much about serotonin and mental acuity and brain health. There's more in the gut?
Absolutely. That's why a lot of people with anxiety or other more severe mental health problems have a lot of intestinal symptoms.
Very interesting. All right. Well, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Proceed. No, it's fine. Listen, I'm here to teach you. I'm here to teach, educate, and inform.
And you're doing a great job on all of that, but we got to take a break. And when we come back, we continue with Wellness Wednesday. Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us, and very, very glad to have Dr. Laura Purdy joining us. If you want to find out more, you can look up her Instagram, America's Favorite Doctor, is where you find that on the Instagram. Coming right back from New York. Stay here.
The madness is here, and at Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey, that means slam dunk savings all month long. Our buddy Alex Kinsella, he's the general manager at Route 22 Toyota, called to fill us in on all the madness going on, like zero down leases on all your favorite Toyota models and low 2.99% APR financing for up to 72 months. Plus, at Route 22 Toyota, everyone drives thanks to their goal of 100% credit approval. Call them at 973-705-8905 to get pre-approved today. Again, that's 973-705-8905 to get pre-approved for a loan on a brand new Toyota from Route 22 Toyota. It's all part of their slam dunk savings going on right now, where you can save with the madness of zero down leases and low 2.99% APR financing for up to 72 months. Go see Alex and his team at Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey, and remember to tell them Joe Piscopo sent you.
I want to tell you guys about Relief Factor. Let's talk about a testimony that I was reading earlier. Leah from Ohio, she says one Sunday, Leah was sitting on a couch and in so much pain that she literally was in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. In just 8 days, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. She said in her quote, "I truly am amazed at this product." Anyway, I want you guys to go and give Relief Factor a try. Get started with the 3-week quick start for the low price, discounted price of $19.95. And I'm telling you guys, it's worth the money. If you are in pain, your back hurt, your neck hurt, you got inflammation overtaking you, taking over your life, $19 to fix it is a no-brainer. Go to relieffactor.com or call the number 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Mike Gallagher is in Israel and gets the real truth.
There is no genocide in Gaza. Hamas rapes, tortures, murders a bunch of innocent people on October 7th, and people on the left cheer for the terrorists. October 7th was the genocidal terrorist attack. Hamas is a terrorist organization.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
You have all helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard me recently speak about the My Slippers, Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news! The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. They are extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. Regular price is $79.98 for a limited time. You can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code JOEP. That's a 50% savings. Go to MyPillow.com. Call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code JOEP to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets.
Brandon Tatum, weeknights at 8 on AM 970. The Answer. America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekday afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer. And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Well, it's Wednesday. So glad to have you back. It's Kevin McCullough. And, you know, when we do these informationally focused segments and shows, the goal is very simple. The reason that we do all of this is that we are trying to help you take back control of your life in your time frame to say, I have a greater sovereignty over who I am, over my decisions, over the choices I have to make, et cetera, et cetera. And I did not pay attention. Dr. Purdy, you're being very kind, but I did not pay attention to the inner health of who I was for a very long time. When I was young, I ate how I wanted to eat, and I didn't care what it was. Now, I was not like a super junk food addicted person. I didn't have, you know, candy bars and Coke and stuff like my. That was kind of my mom, how she would say she was when she was growing up. And I think on some level, she came by that a little bit, honestly, from the genes, because her dad was type 2 diabetic, and there were just the diet has always been something. But for some reason, I've been able to be more disciplined in how I go about doing what I do. So when I say to Dr. Purdy, look, you're helping us learn, that's as much for me as it is for anybody else. And I want those of you listening every single week to understand that. I am grateful for the expertise of people like Laura Purdy, who give up their time to be with us and to help us understand all of this. Now, when we went to break, Dr. Purdy, you're helping us understand in a remarkably important fashion that listening to the inner parts of who we are, specifically our gut, does matter. I want you to pick up on where we were before we went to break.
And so we're at this phase in the development of ourselves as a medical society where we're starting to be more open-minded about the things that we really haven't known much about historically. And gut health is one of them. We don't know as much as we wish we did yet. And I think the functional medicine doctors, the people who are really understanding how the body works and how we can work with how the body works to help people optimize their wellness, I think that is the field of medicine that's really heading in the right direction, whereas traditional medicine tends to want to just give a prescription every time there's a symptom. And as we're learning, that's not always the right answer. But you're right, gut health is starting to really be seen to be tied to a wide range of medical conditions in all of the body systems.
When we're talking about the connection to disease specifically, what major chronic or life-threatening disease is gut health connected to?
Well, that's a good question. And the answer is a lot. So aside from, so you can think about the typical things, right? So you think about
cancer, heart disease, et cetera.
Mm-hmm, but there's even more. So obesity, type 2 diabetes, even allergies, when you think about allergies, there is some emerging research that is starting to look at the correlation, right? Because we don't know a lot about the cause yet, but the correlation. And we do see correlations between people who have dysfunctional gut health and some of these chronic diseases like cancer, heart attack, heart disease, stroke, and even other other things like hormone imbalances, difficult times with menopause, allergies, skin allergies. But it's the why that we don't know yet, the why. The what is pretty impressive when we start to look at the correlations to say, wow, people who have these problems with their gut health are also predisposed to these mental health conditions or cardiovascular conditions. But what to do about it and why it's related, I think that's what we're going to learn a lot about in the coming years.
How do I know if I'm an amateur, if my gut is healthy? And what are one or two things, just because we're nearly out of time, what are one or two things that someone can do to start taking steps to improve their gut health?
Oof. Well, the frequency and quality and consistency of your bowel movements is definitely the biggest red flag. So you should be easily going every day. If it's more or less than that, or you have problems with your consistency or texture, that's a good sign. However, there can be some other symptoms too that are a little more vague, like fatigue, you're right, difficulty concentrating, trouble focusing, feeling a little bit bloated or just uneasy, problems with your appetite. And those are less, they're less obvious. But there are some tests that are available these days. They're actually called gut microbiomes. And these can be at-home tests, or sometimes you can get them in office. Actually, we actually order them. We can order them through our online clinic. I didn't even think about that, but we do. We do. We have an ability to order these things. And you can actually have a profile or an assay that's compared to what would be considered like a standard or a common or a healthy. And you can see what is populating your gut. Are you off balance or too far in one direction, high or low, of something that we would expect to normally be there? And then you can do things like probiotics or adjustments in your diet to help bring those things back into balance.
So real quickly, if I don't know anything about my gut, but I'm just taking it seriously and I want to turn to a healthier way of dealing with it. Dietary, probably the first and foremost important item.
Absolutely. Dietary, making sure that you're eating a wide variety of foods. I think I'm definitely not.
Lots of Granny Smith apples on that list.
Exactly. I'm not an all or nothing person. I'll never tell you, never eat processed foods, but you should be eating a wide variety of foods, and the more plants, the more foods that come from the earth, that's going to be better for your gut than digesting a bunch of chemicals, right? And then secondarily, even taking something like probiotics or eating foods that have probiotics in them, such as yogurt or kimchi, that's designed to put those good bacteria back in your gut and keep that population where it needs to be.
Kombucha, here I come. All right, Dr. Purdy, thank you for your time. Always appreciate it. We look forward to having you back. If they want to get more information about Swell, where do they go?
Well, you can find us online. Actually, Instagram is great, at America's Favorite Doctor. We just launched our brand new Swell Instagram as well. If it's up today, you can get that link from my profile as well. And we also are online at www.drlaurapurdy.com. And that also links to our website.
Very good. Dr. Purdy, we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, it's Wellness Wednesday. Stay with us.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, Vice Chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet. You need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? because she is the best, period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970 The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial-free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
We can tell you about the incredible success we bring to local businesses, but it's better when it comes directly from our satisfied clients. Here's just one example.
After searching for a new vendor to handle my search marketing campaign, I contacted Salem Surround after seeing the great work they did for another restoration company in the different market. Their team of experts recommended a mix of multiple tactics designed to get my business the most quality leads at the lowest cost, making my marketing budget stretch further. In our first year partnering with Salem Surround, we recorded our best year to date, and I've told many people how blessed I was to find them. Their representative answered the phone every time I called and quickly addressed any questions or concerns I had.
Let Salem Surround give you an absolutely free audit of your current marketing and show you what your competition is doing. Then we come up with a personalized plan that's perfect for your needs. Google Salem Surround New York and let our marketing experts help you achieve real success. Remember to Google Salem Surround New York today.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Brandon Tatum is next on AM970, The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, friends, final few minutes. On this Wellness Wednesday, I don't know how well it is for us as a country. You know, it's the election cycle, so I'm doing a little more politics these days than I normally would be doing. But, and I don't know, I don't think it probably had anything to do with the outcome of Super Tuesday, because people were going to the polls voting while this story broke. But I did want to respond to it officially. It was revealed yesterday by multiple news sources that the White House has had flown 320,000 illegal immigrants into the country for the reasons that they might have difficulty entering through the points of entry on the border. Now, I don't even know fully how to interpret that. The laws are that you shouldn't come here unless you have a legitimate claim to come here. And if you're coming as a visitor to tour, you can come and tour and you bring your passport and you have your visa and you stay for the amount of time and then you go back. If you're here on a work assignment, you bring your work visa with you. And when it's over, it's time to go back and your job relocates you back to where you go. That's great. Legal immigration, that's done through an orderly process. But people who are just randomly coming here, claiming asylum with likely seldom a legitimate need for it, because it's something like 9.5 out of every 10 asylum claims are rejected because they're bogus. People are coming here because they just want to come, And they just think that if they just want to come, that that's all there is to it. It's a lot more. It's a lot more involved than that. We want you to become an American, but we want you to become an American through the auspices of the laws that we've said this is how you become an American by. But not with this administration. They've already let in 9 million people that have been apprehended at the border. There's another million that have gotten away. And for people that they really thought still wouldn't make it through the process of getting in here illegally, they have flown charter flights, airlifts, if you will, for people to come in. And I think of that in contrast to the people that we left behind in Afghanistan, Americans and those who helped Americans in our war against terrorism. Breaks my heart, friend. Not a super sign of wellness in our country, you could certainly say. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. I am so grateful to have you here. Thank you for joining me. And if you missed out on any part of it, thatkevinshow.com, all the podcasts, all the TV shows, all the radio shows, thatkevinshow.com, thatkevinshow.com, thatkevinshow.com. We'll see you next time. Have a chance.